Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
You see,
Why you say that? Tell me why you say that.
Because Kelsey hurt herself, and he going to be out. And the other man hurt himself too. The other starter, he hurt himself too. So I don't know. They might got a little
change. And they got
a little
change. And they have a defensive player. I forgot his name, but he's holding out. He's holding out.
Right.
So,
exactly.
I'm with you on that, but for real. I just can't. I can't count Patrick Mahomes completely out. Can I say that? I can't see myself counting him completely out, man. So you know,
He gonna do his part. But he ain't got his normal. You know what I'm saying? People his go to people is out. So, I mean, I ain't questioning that man at all. I ain't questioning what that man can bring to the table. I ain't questioning none of that. I'm just saying the normal people that he bringing to the table with ain't going to be there. So.
Okay. Well, you know what? We ain't going to do that. Mark is jumping at the bit. Mark is saying the Lions have a solid team, bruh, and the Chiefs start slow sometimes. And I agree. I agree with that. But who you picking on Lady T's pick? You know what I'm
talking
about? Exactly. I know who I'm picking on Lady T's pick. Anyway, y'all. Welcome to this Tuesday. We just, ain't we a stinker? We just get into the sports talk. Y'all, listen. I want to make a public service announcement, Lady T. I want to make a public service announcement. Everybody under my voice that have young nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, whatever. If you have young people in your family, tell them, put them damn cell phones down while they are driving. Trees.
Yeah.
I have counted and from the number one, right, from Saturday. I started this Saturday. Every time I've gotten in my car, I've counted how many people there is that is paying more attention to their cell phone than the road that they're on. And Treece, you are not going to believe the number of people. Treece, it was over 200 people, sis.
Yeah.
Over 200 people. And I mean, like, seriously, their attention is into their cell phone. They're not even, you know, paying attention to the road. They get up to light and they're stalled because they're reading their cell phones. And I'm just like, come on, bruh. Come on, young sis. Y'all got to know better. Y'all got to know that this is no good. And I said, you know what? Tonight's show, I'm going to start it out with a plea to these young people, a plea to these older people. Please put your phones up while you're driving. Please, y'all. And I understand that there is Bluetooth and all of that. I'm with that. But Bluetooth needs someone to say who they're calling and all of that. That is time that your attention is away from the road. And accidents happen so fast. So fast, y'all. Sometimes we can't even, you know, get our mind right on what do we need to do to avoid that accident. So please, y'all. You know, young people or even older people, because part of that 200 wasn't all youngins. It was some older people as well. Put them, and I'm more disappointed in the older people because we have lived life without cell phones. You know, we go back to rotary phones, okay?
Yeah.
We go back to the phone with the 7-foot cord that hung on the kitchen wall so we can walk around and talk while we doing our chores, washing dishes, or whatever it is that you're doing. But to see, I would say, honestly, Treece, out of the 200 that I counted, over 50 were people older or in our age group. No one elderly, but in our age group. And I'm just saying, man, y'all put them phones down, man. Put them phones down and pay attention to the road. You know, I've had conversation with friends of mine while they're on the road driving, and all they're doing is screaming. What are you doing? Why are you driving like that? And with the crazy way that people are driving nowadays, cell phones should be a no-no. They truly should be a no-no. And I thought that the police were cracking down on that. I thought that the police were saying no more. I had to, and listen, y'all, I'm not the pot calling the kettle black, okay? Today, on my way home, I wanted to listen to some music. So I had my phone connected to my stereo. And I found myself looking at my phone. And I'm coming down 8th Street. This car just jumped over in front of me. I had to slam on brake. And I was like, wow, I'm glad my attention wasn't completely on this cell phone, because I would have had an accident. And y'all, I put that phone down, and I said, okay, I want to change the music, and I also want an Arizona energy drink. So I stopped at 7-Eleven, got my energy drink, got back in the car, and before I moved, put on the Michael Jackson, The Greatest Hit, and I rode that all the way home. Do you understand what I'm saying? Y'all, we have to, it's becoming more of a watch out for the people around. Drive for the folks who aren't driving correct. If y'all understand, y'all can catch my grip on that. Y'all understand what I'm saying. We're getting in too many accidents, y'all. Accidents where we're losing loved ones. Accidents where loved ones are coming away injured and shook. Lady T just told us about her daughter's accident last week. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. For real, man. For real. That car has always been viewed as a weapon, a moving weapon, because it's dangerous. It's dangerous. And even when you think, oh, well, I'm just doing 25, I'm good, 25 miles an hour is pretty fast. It might feel like we're riding slow. But 25 miles an hour is enough to take a life.
Yeah.
You know, it's enough to inconvenience us to where we either don't have a car anymore because it's total. And, yeah, we all have insurance, and they'll replace the car. But it takes time for that process. It takes time. Please, y'all, please, if you don't remember anything I say today on Kale's Corner, if you have loved ones and around that age, And I'm speaking of the 20s, early 30s, and 40s. Hell, some 50s. Man, tell them people to put them daggone phones down and just drive. Yeah. You know, and also slow down. Slow down. The only thing in our lives that has wheels and go place to place, you happen to be in it. You're in it. Your job is going to be there when you get there. Those kids are going to be there when you get there. Home is going to be there when you get there. Barring any unseen circumstance, everything is going to be right there. I'm just, I am so sick of the way we take our own lives and everybody around us lives for granted and put each other in jeopardy. You know, and that's, I'm off my soapbox, but the trees, I'm telling you, I've been holding on to this since Saturday. I'm looking at people and I'm like, what's the rush? And you're eating and you on your cell phone? Boy, girl, I wanted to turn around, come home and park. And Walker with me and Emmanuel was trying to go. Do you hear me? I wanted to turn around and park. It was scary. It was scary watching how people just take life for granted. Every time you get in a car, my fifth grade teacher asked her, will you get on a roller coaster where one out of 10 times you might not make it off that roller coaster? And everybody said, nah. She said, we do it every time we get in a car. We do it every time we get in a car. And I just thought about that in the fifth grade. I thought about that then. I'm just, y'all, please. I love talking to and with everyone. Everyone. Please be safe out there on that road. Think about the next person. You know, leave yourself enough room to make any adjustments or maneuvers that you have to save your life. You know, you know, I told you Reese and her sister went to Memphis this weekend. And girl, that thing had me so shook, Trees. I was like, Lord, please don't let my baby get in no accident. Lord, please guide their car. Lord, please let them get safely to where they're going and coming back, you know? All seriousness, y'all. All serious. This is not a joking matter at all. People's lives, your life is at stake. And I want y'all for 1 second to think. Think of how inconvenienced everyone you love and love you will be because you were texting.
Yeah.
Girl, that made me put my phone down. All right, y'all.
I never do that. Like, I never text when I'm driving, ever. And whoever get in the car with me, they know they can't do that. Because it's a pet peeve that I have. Like, because my kids would do that sometimes to the point where I would get on them so bad, they would put their phones in the console, like in the middle of the little console thing. So they, I mean, you know, my kids don't, I mean, to my knowledge, they don't text and drive at the same time. So, I mean, that is a blessing for me. Like, I really get on them. I get on them about their seatbelt. I get on them about just obeying the law, period. Just obey the law. Please disobey. But I have another thing that I did want to say, Kale.
Go ahead.
This week, two things. The first thing is me and Dante, we had a hubby. We had an amazing time at the trail ride. I'm going to post some pictures. We did the horses. We did the trail rides. It was amazing. We had a beautiful time. And then we came home and we just relaxed on that Sunday. We just relaxed that whole day. But then I got a phone call. Listen, so I want everybody to just hear what I'm saying and feel where I'm coming from. I don't want people to get so angry at things in their lives that they lash out, right? And sometimes you lash out, like, by hitting things or throwing things and stuff like that. Because a girlfriend of mine was so devastated, you know, her dad passed and she can't live without him. But all of us have expiration dates, you know. We all have expiration dates. And I'm saying for her that her dad passed, right? But we can't be so angry that when people pass that we lash out, because she lashed out and hit the glass window. She hit a glass window, bang, with her fist. And when she pulled her arm out, she hit a main artery in her arm. Mm. And she bled out and died in her house by herself.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. So if you do get that angry, and you hit a glass window or any part of glass, the glass out before you pull your arm out. Knock the rest of the glass out, because it wasn't going in that did it. It was the pulling out the arm that did it. So I just want everybody to be aware of your anger. Don't be so angry. I mean, you know, because we all got to go. You know what I'm saying? We all have to go, whether it's sooner or later. We all have to go. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to say that. Because I had such a beautiful weekend, and then for her to call me and say that, she was young. She hadn't even reached 50. And now her two kids don't have a mom. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, we don't have our friend. We don't have our friend, and they don't have their auntie no more. It's just, listen, I don't want everybody to get so angry that you lash out like that by punching things. And if you do punch something, like I said, knock the rest of the glass out. If you have to, knock all of the glass out before you pull your arm out of there, because you can hit a main artery. People don't understand that you have main arteries in all of your limbs and your neck. You have main arteries in your legs. You have main arteries in both arms. And you have main arteries in your neck. So don't be so angry, guys. Let's not be so angry. I love everybody. We love talking to you. Like Kale said, we don't want to talk about you. We want to talk to you all the time. We want to talk to you. We don't want to say rest in peace to this person because, I mean, you know, they were so angry that they lashed out the way that they did. So I just really wanted to say that. And texting and driving while you text, all that, that's a pet peeve of mine as well. A lot of people die that way. So just be aware of your surroundings. And just let everybody just try to calm down a little bit. You know, it ain't that serious. It is not that serious, for real. It's just not.
Wow.
That's what I had to say, yeah. So I'm still a little shaking up by it. But I'm okay.
That was very sobering. That was very sobering.
Yeah.
And we're going to get all of our, I don't want to call it bad news, a good friend this weekend. My man Kenneth from Less is More Events. Kenneth is a dude that I used to get all my game tickets from. And Kenneth used to throw tailgates and would tell everyone, bring your kid, We want the kids here. We want to pass this thing on. You know, a good man. And you know, I'm going to miss him.
Yeah.
But his wife is going to carry on. So, and she made a promise to me that she's going to make sure some tickets come our way for different things for Kale's Corner in his honor. So I'm going to say to my man, Kenneth, rest in peace. His liver gave out on him. So, you know, that's how he passed. It wasn't anything tragic or anything of that nature, but his liver gave out on him, and he passed. And, I mean, Kenneth has and I have been associates since my 106.7 The Fan days. That's how far we go. Yeah, so I want to send a prayer to his wife and hope that, you know, the Lord blesses her how she needs to be blessed, you know.
Yeah.
We can't always assume, oh, this is what she need or that is what she need. And we happen to believe in a God that will give her exactly what she needs. So I want to dedicate this show to my man, Kenny. Red P is supposed to be coming on, and we just want to, you know, lift that family up. Lift that family up. So, you know, it was a weekend of passing, Lady C, you know. But God knows what he's doing. I don't know.
He definitely,
you know,
does.
What I mean?
He definitely does. He got the answer to it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why all I know is to pray to him every day. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I thought I wasn't going to get through that without crying, but
I know,
did.
That's right.
I got through
I feel
that.
You.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
feel
Kenneth was a good dude. A good dude. So, you know, we want to send a prayer. Okay, y'all. On today's Kale's Corner episode, we will take a look at the MLB postseason race, starting with the wild card teams, y'all. Three teams from the ALCS and the NLCS are vying in that wild card spot. You know, I want to know who you guys think are going to move on. Treat your Giants. Got that bad.
Okay.
We will discuss the wonderful weekend it was in college football. We're going to talk about the scores, upset, and expectations. And I don't want to ruin it, y'all, but Deion got them boys playing, man. Deion got
Come
the boys playing to the point where they were able to set records this weekend. So we're going to dive into that. And it is week one of the NFL season. It's among us, y'all. It is here. What do you want to see from your chosen team? The team you rep, the team that you with. I want to know, what do you want to see? All right? Okay. And listen, it's only three topics today, y'all. So, and I did this on purpose because I want us to dive in just deep into what it is we want to see with our team, and also the wonderful weekend of college football and the postseason race, starting with these wild cards, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, you can join Lady T and all the online corner crew, my Betty G, David Ford, and everybody on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family at 563-999-3782. Each and every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Kale's Corner.
Yeah.
We're keeping it real is our only real. Now, talking about, y'all know what we're talking
yeah.
about. All right. Lady T, you got anything you want to add to this?
No, we did a good job at doing it. We did it all already. We good.
Okay. All right. Bet. So we're going to take a quick commercial, and we'll be right back talking MLB. Get your popcorn. Hey,
yeah.
Speaking of popcorn, I took Emmanuel to see Equalizer 3, you know, Denzel supporting the brother and everything. So the movie is over. Emmanuel says to me, I don't even know what he said, Trees. I'm not even going to lie. I did not understand what he said. I thought he was asking me, Pop, you want me to grab your popcorn that you have left? I was like, yeah. So he grabs the bag of popcorn, walks out of the theater, and come back to me empty-handed. I said, hey, where my popcorn? He said, I asked you if you wanted it. You said no, so I threw it away. I said, no. I said, man, you ain't throwing my popcorn away. He was like, yeah, Pop. I threw your popcorn away. And I'm sitting there looking at him, and I'm like, I want to tell this Bama to go buy me some more. But I paid for his popcorn.
I was going to say, you didn't buy this again.
You
didn't buy your own popcorn.
Yes, that was funny to me, though. That was funny to me, though. I was like, man. Boy, our kids, yeah, our kids. So, listen, make sure y'all kids speaking up and you hear clearly what it is they asking you. Because, anyway, we'll be right back, y'all.
We're on the right to the music.
And y'all, we going to get it right here. This the remix.
Back on. Oh. Serving a piece. She got the burn like a turd. She with it, I'll hit it, though I ain't thinking about merge. I love these honeys, might as well call me Papa Burn.
Girl, you know you looking good. Hey, don't I know you from the hood. You say you wasn't when you would. Now take it off, you know you should.
Now twist around for me. I like the way you do that right firm.
Do that right there. All right, y'all. This MLB wild card.
Yep.
Let's go over the AL top seeded teams first. Okay. We have Baltimore Orioles, my Betty. You guys are number one. We have the Seattle Mariners at number two. The Minnesota Twins, number three, and these are their wild cards. Tampa Bay Rays, Houston Astros, and the Texas Rangers. In a NL playoff seed, the Atlanta Braves are number one, the Los Angeles Dodgers, they're number two. Milwaukee Brewers, number three. Philly is number four. Ted Chicago Cubs, number five. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are number six. So there is the playoff schedule. Excuse me. That is the playoff schedule or the teams who have made the playoffs. Hold on, I got the wild cards right here. Those weren't the wild cards, guys. Here are your wild card teams. Astros will be playing the Twins. The Rangers will be playing the Rays. Treat your Giants will be playing the Brewers, and the Cubs will be playing Philly. That's your wild card. That's your wild card. I when I look at the Astros and Twins, I see the Astros taking that. Don't know why. I see the Rays overcoming the Rangers. I actually see the Brewers overcoming your Giants, Streets. And I see the Phillies. I see the Phillies overcoming the Cubs. And the only reason, because the Brewers lately have been playing some good ball. That's the only reason why I see the Brewers taking that wild card series with you guys. What say you, sis?
Oh, my gracious. Okay, so the Philly, I got taken the Cubs. The Rangers, I have taken the Rays. I have the Astros taking the Twins, and of course, I'm going with my Giants. But to the O's point, I think for the whole ram of everything, I think the O's and the Braves are going to be the last two teams standing. I think that's going to be the last two teams standing.
I don't disagree with you, but that's a bold statement with the and I can see why you've come to that conclusion. They're both number one in their division and their conference.
So I can see why.
Now, let me remember correctly. One plays two, three plays four, five plays six, right?
That's how it is.
Really, when I look over there on the AL, you got Baltimore playing Seattle. I think Baltimore going to get them. You got Minnesota playing the Rays, Minnesota going to get them. And Houston playing Texas, I'm going with Houston. Now, on the NL side, I think Atlanta going to take them Dodgers out. Now, it's going to be great series. It's going to be a great series, but I believe Atlanta is going to take them out, and the Phillies will make mince meat out of the Brewers, and sorry, Ted, Arizona gonna get them Diamondbacks. That's just the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now that second round of playoffs, it's gonna be anybody's fight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's jump into some calls. See what everybody else feels. We gonna start out with 007. What's up, Doug?
Hey, happy Tuesday, y'all. Hey, look, I was just sitting here thinking, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I'm going to stop acting like I'm not happy for the Baltimore Orioles. I've been waiting for this for a long time, bruh, a long time. Like I said, watching the baseball in the black and white TV, and they come so close and didn't cross the finish line.
You're on the black and white.
You know, like, I love what I'm seeing. The pitcher, you know, like, if he keep winning like this, you know, Kramer might, I think his name, Kramer, he might get a Cy Young.
Mm-hmm.
Good. The batting good. Bullpen, last time I checked, it was like 38 comfort behind victories. You know, they don't speed dial. They try to get what they need to go at. I like what I'm seeing.
Not speed dial. That's
okay. My Betty said the last one standing will be the O's. And Eric Jeffers said the O's versus the Braves will be an awesome World Series.
Hmm. Well, first of all, of course Mom Betty said that. And Eric, I'm with you 1,000%. That would be a great World Series because we're talking about the two number one seeds. Come on in here, Cal. Mm-hmm.
Cal.
Hey, Cal's Corner Family. How y'all doing?
Hey, Cal.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. Just hanging in there. That's all. One day at a time.
Okay, hey. That's all we can ask for.
Right. As far as the wild card or as far as baseball and the last two teams that I believe will be standing, and I love the O's. I love what they're doing. I love the progress from the young players and they're building, you know, their own farm system and all that good stuff, but they're not going to have enough wisdom to get through this tournament with those guys, with those dogs.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys, Seattle's crazy, man. I'm not sure if y'all know. Seattle's crazy.
Okay.
They acting real crazy right now. You got Seattle, of course. Tampa Bay been in the mix for the last 3-4 years now. They nothing to pick at. So, between Seattle and as far as American League,
Seattle, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, Houston, and Texas.
Houston, we gonna have a problem. Them boys ain't going nowhere neither. They ain't going nowhere.
I don't know about them.
I know Lady T with them. I said that because they was out of it for a while.
Yeah.
Man, they just turned it on, though. They one of them teams that can turn it on, like play when I want it, Randy Moss style. So I see between Houston and Seattle being the top AL team over there. As far as over here, the Braves, Dodgers is real crazy. And the Phillies are just...
Dodgers get on my nerves. Oh,
I know. But the Phillies, I've been telling you, they sneaky, man. They sneaky good.
Right.
Their bullpen is a little shaky right now, but other than that, they're going to hit that ball with the best of them.
Right. True. Very true. Very, very true. It's really
hard to call, to be honest. It's hard to call, man.
Okay. Let's go.
Cap Moss said, don't be hating on her O's.
Oh, no, Mom. Never, no. We Baltimore family. We ain't doing no hating at all. Just giving an assessment. That's all, Mom, Betty.
If Baltimore get past Seattle, I that's a lock for me. They are a lock for me. They get past Seattle. And if Atlanta get past the Dodgers, you know, Dusty Baker and the boys, man, Atlanta's a lock for me as well. That's why I say Baltimore and Atlanta will be the last two standing. In my book.
Remember, Tampa Bay is 3 games behind them, so they just going to have to keep up the pace.
Yeah.
You know, it's still a long season, three games behind. That's, you know, that might sound kind of long, but that could be lost in a second if you lose a series, especially against a meaningless team.
True.
Like, for example, you got to beat the team like the Angels and
who up? Oakland A's, Kansas City Royals. You got to beat those teams.
Yeah. All right. Let's take another caller.
Yeah. We
bring it in 57. What it do, 57?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
I
miss Cap's comments about how he felt because I had to run real quick. You know, I wanted to hear that. I heard what Sis said. I'm really going to go with the Dodgers this year. I think the Dodgers going to pull it out and get the Braves. Huh?
You hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings. You hurt me over here. Come on, man.
Well, Sis, you know what? Even though I think I think who they got y'all playing in the playoffs, the Brewers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think y'all going to overcome that. And I think the Brewers, seem to be the same team they were last year. They can get you there, but they can't get you over the mountain. I don't think that they're going to make it. The Phillies, I've been watching the Phillies here lately, and they seem to be making the same move at the same time that they did last year.
The bats are coming around.
Yeah, the bats are coming around, and the pitching is coming around. The Cubs, the same old Cubs, man. Yeah, I hate to say it, but you know they're the same Cubs. Orioles are going to make it exciting, but I don't think they're going to be the last team standing. Sorry, Mom Betty, but I think you got to worry about teams. I think the Orioles going to.
Who do you think will be the last team standing? Yeah.
I think, I'm just looking at who's in that conference, you know, in the American Conference. And even though I think the Orioles got great bats and great hitting, their pitching is what's going to let them down, I feel.
You think so? What about
they have to score too many runs to win the game.
Right.
They're a great comeback team, though. They're a great comeback team. Yeah. And they came back and won by four. I was like, ooh, come on, Warriors. I see you.
Yeah.
They need John Means back.
Yeah.
I want the Minnesota Twins to go to the World Series.
Who?
Minnesota Twins.
Why?
I
don't need to see Minnesota making it past the wild card, bro. I mean, like 57 just said about the Cubs, man. Certain teams, when you get into the thick of it, they just lose it for whatever reason. They just lose it, and it's like we're left wondering and asking a whole lot of questions as to why or how. But we've seen it in our face. Either their hitting doesn't show up, their pitching doesn't sustain them, and their bullpen blows it. So that would be a phenomenal feat if they were to make it. But I don't think Minnesota going to do nothing, bro. That's just me.
Mom, Betty said, don't be sorry. You'll be sorry when we're champions.
That rookie Lewis liked that, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
big grand slam, eight games.
That's one.
I got my mom Betty because she's hanging in there tough, dog. She's hanging in there tough.
As she should.
Yeah.
Her ad cap. Her ad cap.
Yeah.
That thread gets tense. That thread gets real tense. But they holding on to it. Yeah, I thought about.
Yeah.
Amen.
Don't be sorry. She said, don't be sorry. You'll be sorry when we're the champions. She said, I love them O's.
I'll be at the parade.
I said, oh, okay.
I would like to go to the parade, but I told y'all, man, Baltimore people are not real friendly. Yeah, they're not real friendly. You know, and I ain't going to no parade to get y'all.
They like
I can hear him now. DMV Kill, what you doing up here? This ain't the DMV. This Baltimore. Let's go to Brother Tang. Let's go to Brother Tang, man. See where he's standing. What's up, bro?
What's up, Tang?
Kill's Corner family. How everybody doing today? Much love and respect. And
what
online.
Up,
Tang?
All right, all right.
What's up, Cap?
Hey, you know what? Hey, real quick. Tree. The next T-shirt has our next branded T-shirt. Have to say that. Kale's Corner family. Yeah, talk about. I like that. But go ahead, Tang.
Yes, sir.
I'm
with 57. I'm with 57 with them Dodgers, you know, getting Atlanta.
Whoa.
I'm definitely 57 with the Dodgers on that.
Mm.
And hey, I do believe y'all going to make it out the first round, Lady T, but after that, like he said, I'm telling you, that's it. And the Orioles, what's up, Lady T?
I got one question for you. Sir.
Why are you
breaking can't
down?
Ask him that on air, sis.
Sir.
You can't ask
yes,
him
I
that
can.
On air.
Sir. All right,
hey, look.
Go ahead.
He showed
go ahead,
up. Tang. He showed up. Hey, look. He showed up winning husband mode, yo. I mean, his voice is
yeah.
Hey, right,
bro.
Okay. Go ahead. You're right, Tang. Go ahead. You got the
hey, good thing you can cook, yeah. Bro.
I know that's like 57. You wrong, 57. Hey, look, hey, Mama, I'm definitely going with them Oreos because Sunday, I haven't watched none of the Oreo games, honestly, this year. I've seen a lot of baseball, but I didn't catch a lot of the Oreos. But when I was watching them play the Diamondbacks Sunday, and I watched how the Diamondbacks came back and scored 4-4, and then how we always on here talking about that small ball. I watched how the Orioles did that small ball, and everybody that came up to bat, all they did was just made sure they hit that ball in the right spot. And, I mean, they went up 8-4 so fast. And I told Lady T, I said, let me tell you something. I really can't see nobody beating the Orioles this year. I'm thinking they're going to win the championship, the World Series. But if it's one team that might upset them if they play them, it might be Houston. And I believe, you know, for some reason, When the playoffs come, Dusty Baker and them boys, man, they hold it down, man. And I just
sound
like
a veteran,
Tang.
Tang, you sound
like
a veteran over there.
Hey, man, I learned a lot from my two people that taught me baseball. I learned a lot from the two people that taught me baseball. And I'm
oh,
serious.
Man. Oh, wow.
They play that small ball, man, and they know how to hit that ball and keep it in. They not always trying to knock it out the ballpark, so. I'm going with the Orioles, but if anybody beat them, it's going to be Houston.
Talk that talk, man. Talk that talk, Tang.
Go ahead.
Hey,
look.
Don't call me.
It's
going
to be the Giants.
Tang just trying to get his feet rubbed, man.
Hey, man. Hey, look. You know how I'm sitting over here. You know how you take your children to school and you finally see them graduate from college? I got tears in my eyes.
Jay talking good.
My baby made it. My baby made it.
My baby graduated.
Hey, that
was good.
I'm in there. I'm a baseball fan for real. I graduated this year, baby. I'm in there. Y'all done gave me the grad light.
That's what's up.
Yo, sis.
I remember Tang coming in the house and I'm watching baseball and he's saying, "Why you gotta keep watching that? Lord have mercy, why you keep watching that?" Man, he know everything. He know small balls. He know hitting it out the park. Like,
yeah.
Come on, we graduating over here.
Manufacturing runs.
Graduate.
Okay.
Manufacturing runs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in there, Cap.
I see.
Yeah. Hey,
I
Cap,
see.
When he started out, he only knew one team was in the in Major League Baseball. And that was the Yankees.
Yeah.
The Yankees.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The Nationals. The Nationals wasn't born yet. Okay.
Yeah,
because
he looked. Every time he came to my house, I had the Yankees on.
Oh, yeah.
I started off a Yankee fan because I wanted
Get away from that. Get away from that.
I started off a Yankees fan because I had to go against Lady T when I came in the house. You know,
yep.
But when The Yankees didn't do nothing. I went on and said, I'm going to roll with you, babe. The Giants doing what they're going to do.
But yeah,
soon as the Nationals came, because they was going back and forth winning them championships. I remember that. And then Nationals came through, I said, I'm leaving y'all, man, both of y'all. I'm out of here. I'm going with the Nats.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That's the only thing that Tang and I can celebrate together.
And the Bullets, big bro.
And the Bullets, big bro. And the hockey, man.
We were together on all three of them.
Okay, that's what's up. That's shown up. Forgive me for that. But you know, it's football season, man. So you know where I'm at.
Oh,
you know, we're on opposite teams now, baby.
Yes, sir.
I think some closet Dallas fans on this phone.
I'm going to go ahead.
I just threw it out there, man.
I'm married into it.
Baltimore Ravens, 2-2.
But listen, it must be him, Kale. It must be him. It got to be him.
It ain't me, sis. It ain't you, sis. It ain't me, it ain't you, but we know who it is. It ain't me, it ain't you, but we know who it is, don't we, Tank?
Keep going.
Yeah, tell me who it is then. Because we all know.
Breaking news on Cal Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news.
Come on, Chuck said breaking news.
It sounded like he got that arrow pointed at me, and we all know way better.
I think he is. I'm with you, Kale. I think he's talking about you.
I wouldn't do that, man.
I can't take the mute button today.
Muted. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Let's see what 57 got to say, Kale. Who? He ain't with us no more. You know what I mean? That boy performed blasphemy. Yeah, I mean, he's talking about
he on a lifetime mute.
Yeah, buddy. We're going to change the night to 56 and a half.
All
right, y'all. But no, seriously. I got to go with the Orioles and I got to go with Atlanta. They're the number one team. They're playing the best baseball out there right now. When I think of Houston, Tang, I hear what you're saying, but seriously, Dusty Baker, man, he kind of,
Clowney is the current reigning world champion manager.
He's like the Joe Biden of baseball.
I have a question.
You don't know if he's there or not.
Not the Joe Biden.
Not the Joe Biden.
If the O's spent as much money as the Braves spent, who knows what would have happened.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, talking about Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Shots fired. Come on, 007. What's your question,
007? Well, actually, it's a question and a little bit of rant. How are you going to have a four-game series at home and you let these people come in your house and pull out the broom? And you're in the wild card chase. Oh, yeah, the Nets. I just wanted to say that. I just had to bring that out there. It's not that I'm jumping off the wagon or anything like that, but that hurts when you have a four-game series and you get swept at home.
Ain't they eliminated?
The Nets were out of it in April, bruh.
Dang, the season only was starting.
Oh my God.
You are out.
You didn't even give them a month.
True. They lost it.
I was just,
they lost. I hear you. And I would love to be able to brag and be braggadocious about our Washington Nationals, man. But we all agree. I thought we all agreed that, you know, what they've done
is
all over. Okay. Yeah, because 57 was repeated. I mean, 007, excuse me, was repeatedly coming on Kale's corner talking about he ain't giving up hope on his neck. So you finally succumbed to what
it's all
the
over.
Exact
it's
is.
It's over.
Okay. Bet.
It's
bet.
Over.
It is, man. Our pitchers are garbage. Our bullpen is looking
great
like
garbage.
Bad news bears. Our hitting is atrocious. We just not a good team. Come on in, Marcus.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Marcus.
What's up, man?
You know, football camp is starting this week, bro. You know what it is? Football this week.
Oh yeah, you already know. I don't gotta say much. You gonna get my picture?
I'm gonna see that mug. Marcus, you got any input on these MLB playoffs, man? Orioles or Braves? Who do you think will take this thing?
You already know if it's the Beltway, I'm going Baltimore all day, baby. Going Baltimore. Mm. If we not in it, then I'm going Baltimore.
Okay.
I don't know all the details and all that, but that's who I'm going with.
I just can't root for them Bama's, man.
Me either, 57. I cannot root for Baltimore to save my life, man. Football,
I'm serious, yeah, for real.
Only reason why I'm not rooting for them right now is because my Giants are still there. Now, if for some godforsaken reason that the Giants get eliminated, then I have to go for them because I got to keep it within the family.
They tried so hard to keep us from getting a team. And D.C. I mean, they even went to court to try to keep us from getting the Nationals in D.C.
Right.
And then after we got them, they went to court to keep us from being on TV. Kept us from being on TV for like 3 years. There's no way I could ever root for the Orioles and be a Nationals fan.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Forgive them. You got to have forgiveness in your heart.
Yeah, I'm about to
say,
you gotta have some forgiveness. Come on, Cap, with it. Come on, Cap.
I'm still, hey, Cap.
Yes, sir.
After the man said, look, I ain't no superstar. The spotlight ain't shining on me. I ain't worthy, but he still loves me. I can't help it. I'm working on that part.
Amen.
I know that's
look,
right.
Sometimes
you gotta keep Judas around. Judas served the time.
Look, I'll be your Judas.
Real quick.
I'm talking about Baltimore.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I got you.
Yeah, their fans are savage, man. They savage, yo. For real. At the football, baseball, don't matter what you're doing. I went out there to see the Soul Circus one time, and them bammers was like, why you out here? The circus, man. But why are you here? You know? So, yeah. Baltimore. Yeah. I love them from a distance. Can I say that? Yeah, that's how I'm saying that.
All right, y'all. Great talk. this playoffs is coming around soon. So, hey, get your popcorn ready, man. Get your popcorn ready. The Orioles, I'm calling it right now. The Orioles and the Braves for the World Series. Book it. All right? 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back. College football, y'all.
Well, we know two teams that won't be in the championship.
Yeah. Mine's yours.
Ah, got him.
You want to tell me what this is all about?
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize it's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I've been...
Rest in peace, Coolio. College football, y'all. Let's go over some of this, okay? And yes, we are going to talk Colorado. You better believe it. Number 21 Duke took 25 Clemson to the ringer, 28-7. Florida State beat the pants off of LSU, 45-24. Alabama. I don't even know why Middle Tennessee have a team, y'all. Seriously. Alabama beat them peoples. Alabama beat them peoples 56-7. Goodness gracious. Nick Saban coming back with a vengeance, y'all. Nick Saban ain't playing with nobody. He coming back with a vengeance, y'all. He like, man.
John Harbaugh?
Y'all ain't.
John Harbaugh? John Harbaugh?
Yeah,
John. 30-3.
Without Harbaugh.
Okay.
What about Oregon? Oregon and Portland State. Oregon, number 13, Oregon, beat Portland State a basketball score, y'all. 81-7. Can you believe that? Notre Dame 56-3 on Tennessee State.
That's one ball.
Texas, number 11, Texas, 37-10 over Rice. Michigan, East Carolina, as Lady T just said, 30-3. Tennessee, number 9, Tennessee. And Michigan is number 2, by the way. Michigan is number 2. Number 9, Tennessee spiked Virginia 49-13. Oklahoma, number 18,
yeah.
Oklahoma. Another basketball score, 73-0 over Arkansas State. Notre Dame. Yeah, Notre Dame beat Navy. And push them Bammers off the boat, 40-3. Number 6, USC, San Jose State, 28, USC, 56. Man, goodness gracious. And last but not least, Colorado, number 22, Colorado Buffaloes, took number 17, TCU, to the ringer by 3 points, 45-42. I'm just going to say this.
Great game.
We say this about Aaron Rodgers. Now I think it's our time. I think it's time we start saying Deion Sanders is a bad, bad man. Truly. He has those boys playing a phenomenal brand of football. And to come out and prove everything that everyone was a, I'm not going to say against him, but saying he was crazy. TCU to Taz like they did.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. And I watched that full game. I watched that full game. And, man, between what's the young man's name that played both ways? Hunter?
Hunter, y'all.
Am I correct? And Deion's son, Shador,
quarterback.
Sanders, man, 510 yards. 510 yards, man. Seriously, is a record for Colorado State. I told Damon, I was talking to Debo, and my bold prediction was if these guys keep playing the way they're playing for Deion, we're going to see some Heisman's nominees from this Colorado team. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to see some Heisman talk about with this Colorado team.
I give Deion credit. I give Deion credit. But how did Jackson State do?
You know
how did the team that he left, how did the team he left in the lurch, how did they do?
They did well.
You know, I give him all the credit for what he did in Colorado, turning them around and everything. Uh-huh. But he took his son with him. He took his son with him. He took the number one receiver he had on the team with him. And then he opened the portal hole and brought other players that were headed to Jackson State and got them to come to Colorado. Like I said, I give him all the credit for the game they played because that was a great game. They did what they were supposed to do. Sorry that he couldn't stay at Jackson State and do what he said he was going to do down there. That's all I got to say about it.
57. I see your point exactly, 57. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're right. Go ahead.
I see your point, 57, and I'm totally with you. I'm with all that. I totally understand what you're saying. But on the other side, I'm looking at it like this. He's pulling guys that would have never had the chance to go to the D1 level of college football and giving them a platform to play. Now, the team he left did well, but they didn't face a TCU. TCU just lost the big bowl game last year. You feel what I'm saying? They were high-powered, and they were favored by like 2 to 3 touchdowns. So it's a whole different ball game on the outcome. Deion walked it, and he talked it. He got these kids believing.
Not
giving
him credit for what he did there, Cap. I'm not against that. I'm with you.
No, I feel you, but I'm also with you too on the other end. You just wish you could have just sustained this thing on the HBCU level. I got you. I understand.
Yeah, because he really had it on the move, not just at Jackson State, but other HBCU schools.
Right.
Plus, he missed out on, I know a lot of us ain't no Puff Daddy fans and stuff like that, but after the game Saturday, Puffy donated $1 million to the athletic department. So he brought some people there, but then he also took some people away when he left.
Yeah, but did you hear how porous the facilities were? I mean, they were horrible.
Yeah,
they didn't have drinking water, bro. They didn't have drinking water.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I watched that documentary.
He was donating all his money to that.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of money was coming out of his own pocket for Jackson State, you know, and. That move, 57, that's a part of life, man. You got a better opportunity.
I agree with what you're saying. But see, what the whole story is not being told. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Well, he's opened the doors. He's opened the doors and putting eyes on coaches who never had a chance. Not just players, like Cap said, but coaches as well, who never had a chance and everybody doubted their capabilities, Well, now you got people saying, well, can this one coach? Can that one coach? Maybe we need to bring this guy in, that guy in. So while it is a sad state of affairs for Jackson State, with all the opportunities that are coming with him being in Colorado, I think it's a good thing. That's just the way I feel about it. I think it's a good thing. And maybe these schools like Jackson State, these other HBCUs, will take a page from Dion's book, and give the opportunity to some of these African American coaches where everybody else has slammed the door. So yeah. I mean, we got to look at the bright side of it all. Your side that you just made, 57, that is the absolute truth. That is the absolute truth. But like Cap said, Jackson State, they didn't play a bad game this weekend. I'm not sure if they won or not, but they didn't play a bad game.
They lost
10-28.
But come on,
57,
what you got to respond?
The whole story, Dion tells the story the way he wants it to be told, the way he wants it to come out there. But, yeah, and when he first got there, yeah, he did spend money out of his pocket for things that didn't get done at the timely fashion when he wanted it. But what he's not saying is that he got Pepsi to come in and build him a new practice field. They got their athletic department refurbished, and he didn't have to do that. You know, all I'm saying is his celebrity were bringing people in and opening the eyes, not to just Jackson State, but the other HBCU schools, and not just the schools, but also the community. He only gave it a couple of years, and then he scooted off to Colorado, who was going to be fine no matter what. That school is going to have money whether they won or lost. HBCU schools are not like that. And the other thing, and I'm going to shut up, the fact that other HBCU schools are not closing the door to African coaches coming there. A lot of African coaches are not coming there because they know the bag is not there. The bag is in the NFL.
Right.
And to piggyback off what 57 is saying, they're not coming there because they don't have the fortitude like Deion Sanders did with coming out of their pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like Deion Sanders did. Mm-hmm. He came out of his pocket with a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? That they're not getting credit for. So they don't have the money to do that, to come out of their pocket.
That's why,
let me just say one thing. That's why A. Reed didn't take the job F-O-O-L. That he was going to take. Because he was trying to get them to help him out where he was going at, and they told him, no, bring it out your pockets. That's why A. Reed didn't take the job he was going to take. And I understand what 57 saying. It would have been better. I'm telling y'all. I understand. Because the same coaches that he brought to Colorado, he could have brought them to all the HBCU schools and would have opened the doors up also over there. So it really don't make a difference about what he did over there in that Pac-10 or whatever that is. Man, he would have been a legend.
He would have been dominating.
He would have been a legend. I'm telling you, he would open up so many floodgates for us, it would have been ridiculous.
I agree with what everybody is saying. But it wasn't designed like that. They're not gonna let him do that. That's why they pressuring him into giving him all the money and stuff to get him out of Jackson State, because they saw that it was going that way, Tang. They saw that he was gonna bring all of that noise, like y'all saying, you and 57. They don't want that for us. They don't want that. They don't want us to be as dominant as we're going to be. It's just going to take us a little slower to get there. But like y'all said, he stayed there and did what he had to do. It would have been much faster. They don't want much faster. They want much slower. You know what I mean? The people at the top, they want much slower. That's why they were throwing Colorado at him, throwing that money at him. You know what I'm saying? throwing, you can do this, you can do that. Come on over here. We got these, right. You know, the shining lights, yeah. The bright lights, blah, 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 all that.
Yeah.
Come on over here. Let's do it over here. You know what I'm saying? But they wasn't going to do that in the HBC school. They're not going to do they were. If he would have stayed, they would have had no choice but to do that. Because Deion Sanders is that type of person. His mouth speaks for everybody. They didn't want that. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Let's bring Rev T. He said he got something to say on Deion.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Rev.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Rev?
Like, real quick, I'll pass it out to Praise God came. First of all, I hear what you're saying, 57, but that's not the case when we went down with Jackson State and Deion. Deion came out. He did come out of his pockets and help them people get along. And that is true. The sponsors did help build some facilities or get them new stuff or whatever. But guess what, though? That school was making money, though, because of Deion's money, because of those sponsors. And guess what the school was doing with the money? They was giving the administrators pay raises, okay? Okay? And Deion was mad about that. Why y'all giving these people a pay raises instead of putting this money into this facilities, not just for football, but for everything that's going on athletic here at Jackson State? And they looked at Deion like, well, we should get paid too. We ain't been getting paid all this time. Now we making a little bit of money. Let's give ourselves pay raises. That's why you see, that sometimes we got to stop with this thing about they don't want us to do it. Sometimes we don't want us to do it. And when you have those we don't want us to do it, then we can't get ahead. It ain't they sometimes. It's us. And
sometimes
what
we
are they. Yeah, where we they this is that this is the way I'm speaking on it right now, Sister T. And at the end of the day, Deion did what any man, woman, boy or girl will. I got an opportunity, regardless of what I got in my pocket, I got the opportunity to excel myself, to put more on my coaching resume. That man could be trying to go coach in the NFL, as far as we know, or may not know. But what he doing with them young boys at Colorado, come on now. Come on now. And that's not to say, oh, they going to be in the top 10. When it's, no, they going to take their ass with me sooner or later. But right now, though, in the moment, in the twinkling of the eye, he rejuvenated a college football team in the midst of no damn way. He rejuvenated. And just in what? A month period of time? And just in what, a regular season game time? So we can talk about the coulda, woulda, shoulda. Oh, he shoulda stayed. No, he shouldn't have. I would have left too. Give me some more money. And I see you hustling them kids, and they sitting there busting their ass to make this school be put on the map, and you giving them less than facilities. Nothing to drink some damn water from. Like they still playing in, remember, the Titans in the backyard, and the coons and the thorns in the damn grass. Come on now, so that's all I'm gonna say that. But before I go, I just want to show respect to a good friend of mine, Kenny. Lesson more events, probably like a superstar, and I guarantee you won't wake up feeling broken. Mall talking about the line, baby. Lesson more event, brother Kenny passed away, and just let me say this about this man. I watched this man come to me about his fourth year in his ticket business, and he said he was gonna become the first black ticket broker in the DMV in the United States of America. And here it is, 10 years later. I watched this man fight cancer. I watched this man go get blood transfusions, talk to me on the phone while he's getting them done. Still making business moves, still throwing events, still selling tickets. Not to just some damn commander of the gangs, but I'm talking about us in Congress. I mean, it's a known fact, congressman. From where he went, and he gave everything to this business, just like he gave it to his wife and his kids and to his young son. He gave everything he had, even if it means that he took less, that you had a good time, that you lived, that you was alive. So I want to say farewell and rest in peace to my friend Kenny. Kel, you know what I'm talking about when we talk about Kenny, right?
Yes, sir.
That man,
yes,
so
sir.
He made mistakes along the way with this business, but I saw him just get better and better and better. And when I didn't believe in myself when it comes to this Ray FC thing, and when I didn't give a damn about myself when it comes to this Ray FC character, Kenny did, like a few others did. But Kenny will remind me who I am, the people's hype man. Kenny will remind me, man, go put on that gold roll, Slim, and come out to this tailgate.
Yeah.
So at the gate right now, I'm standing Kenny, right? Kenny standing at the gate. So I just want to say I love my friend. I'm going to miss my friend. And we're going to keep that live thing going. I'm going to get some tickets from his wife. Y'all start giving out on Kale's Corner. Just give me a minute. Let it get settled. I already talked to you about it, right? Less is More event. Party like a superstar. And I guarantee you won't wake up feeling broke tomorrow. Talking about the line, baby. Kenny Atkinson, rest in peace, my friend. I'm gone.
Rest in peace, Kenny. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. He kind of choked me up, y'all. Kenny was a good dude. Kenny was a very good dude. Yeah, we got Darius. I see you there. I'm coming to you, D. I'm coming to you. We're gonna take a quick one, y'all. 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back, y'all. When we come back, NFL talk. Who ready for it? I am.
Yeah. Cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it.
That was all I could get in, y'all. That was all I could get in.
Okay, the rest was too much.
Yeah, really is.
Hey, can I ask a quick question before you go?
Go ahead, sir.
Let me ask you, what's the difference in poor black kids in Colorado and poor black kids in Mississippi?
The poor black kids in Colorado wasn't thinking about going to Colorado until Dion came. That's the only difference in my book.
Rest my case. You could go to Colorado where they already got a big school, already got the money out there. You could go there and help them get more money, and administration didn't get raises, ain't going to get raises, ain't going to give themselves more money. That's a poor excuse right there to use.
All money ain't good money.
Thank you.
Okay. Deion Sanders trying to get that national championship.
Deion Sanders is trying to get that bag like everybody else, but he don't want to say it. Just tell the truth, man. Stop trying to blow smoke.
I get where you're coming from, and yes, money is the bottom line to it all. Money is the bottom line to it all. We discussed that on Thursday's show.
Mm-hmm.
Money is the bottom line to it all. But again, the opportunities that will be afforded because this man made the move that he made. Now, I'm with you. It was a saucy play to snatch all them players from Colorado. It truly
from
was.
Jackson State.
But
from Jackson State,
I mean,
to take
Jackson
to Colorado.
State, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's my co-host, y'all. That's my co-host. But at the same time, if Deion wasn't there, would those kids have that opportunity? You know,
but Kel, we can say that for Jackson State. We can say that for Jackson State. Yeah. A lot of kids wasn't even going to school for that matter.
Right.
Wasn't even going to go to school. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Deion Sanders says, "Hey, come here. I'm here. I'll be here. Come here. You know what I'm saying? Let's all do this together. Let's do this thing together. Even though the drinking water and all that stuff." Right, it was poor. All of those conditions were he was right. All those conditions were there.
Bad conditions.
All bad conditions.
Yeah.
But my thing was, just like he came out of his pocket for certain things, he could have made a lot of people come out their pocket. And who like 57 said, everybody wanted a raise. Because like you said, nobody was getting paid. Wasn't nobody
right.
getting paid, so he used his platform. He could have used his platform to stay at Jackson State, you know what I'm saying, to make it better there instead of going all the way to Colorado with the majority of them, you know, a different race. And, you know,
we're already good.
But we got to understand it.
29.5 million.
If he had stayed at Jackson State, would they have been in prime time Saturday? We gotta look at all the factors.
They were in prime time. They were in prime time when he was there coaching. They played a couple of prime time games. Especially the first year, we wanted to see what he was gonna do.
Exactly.
Not only did he lift the HBCUs, bruh, but as a people, we felt good. Because we felt somebody was there to do something to help the schools and the kids at these poor HBCU schools, you know.
Yes.
And then right as we thought he was ready to make that move, he ups and leave for the bag.
And here, how much
Glad
money
Malcolm
you
and Martin
you
didn't do
money.
That.
Jesus.
It's about his, to be honest.
Shorty expression make a wise man mad, but the gift destroys the heart. Simple as that. When he got that bag, that's what happened. It destroys the heart, man. And the heart is the mind.
Yes, sir. I agree, Tang. But listen to this. I truly believe down in my heart, this is just my opinion. This is Cap's opinion, Harp Armstrong. This is my opinion. Deion did this for his boys. He wanted to put them on a bigger stage, a bigger platform. All that kind of stuff, prime time, Heisman chase and all that. He wanted his son to be drafted number, you know what I mean, up there. He wanted his other son. I truly believe it's about his sons. That's just my opinion.
Big Boy said
he
took over a team that had one win last year. But go ahead, Darius.
I was just going to say he already said he did this move for his sons and his daughters and his kids. He said he made this move for his kids, not just the ones that play football. His daughters also play volleyball. He wants them on that big level also, D1, right?
Well, there you go.
And then in the grand scheme of things, wherever he goes, he's going to help a young black man. It don't matter if it's at Jackson State, if it's in Colorado. It don't matter. He left the place he left. In better condition.
Thanks.
So it don't matter. Whoever there, take care of it. Why we can't do that as black people? He left it as better than what it was. Now it's for the next guy. You make them traditions and you take care of that place that I built. He handed the next black guy something great.
Yep.
Something great. Why we can't be grateful for that?
You know what?
I'm with you, Darius, on that one. I'm with you. The attention is going to be the eyeballs that's on him. There's not a YouTube channel, a sports show that is not talking about Colorado right now. everybody everywhere. And Deion was winning in Jackson State, and they just made mention. They just made mention of the fact.
But it's now, but it's HBCU.
Exactly. They just made mentions of it. So at the end of the day, the man did, like Darius just brought so eloquently, for his family, man. And I don't know no man out here that won't change up, switch up, make the necessary adjustment for their kids. I don't know no man that won't, you know. So while I get what you're saying, old woman, yes, yes. While I get what you're saying, 57, I just think that we can't be the negative force towards us. There's already too many. There's already too many saying, you know, they reported how other coaches, Nick Saban, for example. We're not going to see any more Aflac commercials with Nick Saban and Deion Sanders, other than the ones they've already recorded. Other than the ones that they've already recorded, because these coaches are seeing Colorado and Deion Sanders as a threat. They're seeing them as a threat. Yeah. So, you know, it's some good and some bad with everything. There's some good and some bad with every decision. At the end of the day, when you bring up his children, his kids, I think it's more good with this decision than people are really shining on.
Yep.
I didn't even take that into consideration until Darius said that. Like, who, what parent, because, I mean, at this point, he was a parent.
Yeah.
Who don't want more for their child? You know what I mean? Like, who don't want more for their child? So I understand that.
He had the money. He had the money to send him there.
Boom.
Yeah, he did.
But
exactly.
He wanted to go too. If I have the opportunity to coach Matika and Darius and Kayshawn, if I had that opportunity to coach them and they're saying, come, whatever, I'm going to. I'm not just sending them because I want to keep an eye on them too. I want to go. I want to mother them. I want to micromanage. I want to do all that. You know what I'm saying? So I want to go too.
Let me make this point, okay? As a coach, I had 25 sons on my team. But my own son, when he did something good in that football field, the joy. Joy, man. I mean, up and down.
Your phone breaking up, bro.
I said, and he likes it.
Your phone broke. We can't hear you. But I think we get the point. You saying if you and your son Elijah was on the same team, you would do that. I think that's what you're saying.
No. What I'm saying is the joy that I receive from their success and me coaching their success. It was like every touchdown championship to me. Every tackle for loss, I loved it. I loved it, especially when it was my children doing. That's all. That's all I wanted to say about it. But great point, Derry. Great point. And we don't know what the rest of this season holds for Colorado. All we know is that they've won their first game. They've silenced a few critics, and they still have 12 more games to play. So we don't know what's going to unfold with them. They could revert back to that 1-10 team that they were last season. But the thing about it, now people are going to watch because of that young
yep.
man Hunter, because of Shedeur Sanders, and because of Deion.
And his other son for ten, he had 10 tackles, his other son. Deion Sanders' other yep. son, he had 10 tackles in that game.
Well, yeah, he had 10 tackles, but he also had 10 burns, too. they the only, yeah,
let's
the touchdown. The touchdowns that TCU were scoring were on his side of the field too many times for my liking. But
yeah.
Deion said, we can't give up 42 points and win every week. So he's working on the defensive side of things. And I didn't even know that Warren Sapp is his defensive line coach. So you're given an opportunity to someone that the NFL has totally kicked out.
Yep.
That the NFL have totally said, we don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah, me too,
and
John.
Deion said, man, come coach my defensive line, bro. I know you good at that. Yeah.
Right.
Take these boys to another level. So, I mean, hey. It's some good in that, and I understand your point, 57, and it's a point that needs to be made because there's still kids at Jackson State now that the eyeballs are on them more so than to say, yeah, Deion used to coach here. There's still kids who want an education, who are in a program that need things. They need things down there. But think about it like this. If you have a job and another job comes and offer you more money, better conditions, and notoriety, you're going to
everybody leave.
Anybody will.
Okay.
Anybody will.
Everybody leaving.
Yeah, we out.
Yeah. You know? Darius,
that's
you finished, you got another point. You was on hold for a minute there, bro.
Yeah, I'm good. That was
all right, y'all. We're going to run right into NFL Week 1. Yeah, talk about the Lions and the Chiefs play in 2 days, Thursday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Treese and I were talking about this, y'all, and Treese sees a way that the Lions can win. I don't think the Lions are going to beat the Chiefs. I really, truly don't. Even with the injuries and the player holding out with the Chiefs, I think they're going to find a way to win that. Now, I'm not going to say they're going to. You say what?
You know, Kelsey went down today or yesterday.
That's what I was telling him.
That's
yeah,
the security plan.
The Chiefs play such a plug-and-play type of system. Now,
25%
the next
of his
end,
catches.
Yeah.
Go to Kelsey.
Yeah. And the next tight end may not be as stand out with the catches as Kelsey. But I'm pretty sure that the Chiefs will find a way to utilize the man. Okay. Sunday, the first game on Sunday, Bengals and the Browns. I think that's going to be a good one. We're finally going to be able to see Watson, and I've been waiting for him. So we're finally going to be able to see who he is and what can he do still. Them Ravens, they playing Texans at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Honestly, my baddie and Cap, that should be a cakewalk for y'all. That's to be. It should look like preseason still going on in this Texas game with y'all. Not the dog.
Yeah, because everybody is there, Brooke.
Exactly.
Even the coach.
Exactly.
Man, listen, still
got
to play the game. Still got to play the game. I don't even go for that one.
Okay. And
but
coming in half 700. Okay.
Y'all at home. Yeah. The season opener. And for real, besides the Chiefs and the Lions, y'all another team, all the pundits are saying the Ravens are going to walk over the Jags.
Yeah, but see, we didn't play none of – remember, we didn't play no preseason, and everybody's still got to come together. You know, that continuity is all right. In practice is one thing. Game speed is another. Houston's hungry, and they fly around on defense. They fly around on defense.
Yeah, true. But I think y'all have an equalizer on that offensive end in Odell and Lamar, seriously. And we don't know how good Lamar is with throwing the ball because we really haven't seen. I think now with the weapons that you guys have acquired on offense, I think I'm with you on how the boys fly around and all that, but I'm going Ravens. Buccaneers and Vikings. That's a toss-up for me. The Bucs might get the Vikings. Buccaneers and the Vikings Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
anybody got anything? All right. The Panthers and the Falcons.
Panthers and the Falcons?
Next.
Yeah, next. next.
The Cardinals are coming to Washington. And I think Washington's going to smack that bird off the side of their helmet.
Well, I appreciate it. I need somebody to smack them. They're in my division, so kill them, please.
Right.
The Cardinals starting this season with a serious limp, in my opinion. Between hurt players and guys holding out and all of that, they got a lot going on. Jaguars and Colts. Now, I'm going to be sure that you watch this one. That's Treese's 49ers.
Yes, sir.
And 57's on the field.
Oh, man.
Black and yellow, baby. Black and yellow.
I'm going to have a little George Kittle cap.
Okay.
That's
going
to be game of the week.
Game of the week. The Kings of the AFC North are coming.
And the Kings from the NFC West is here, baby.
See,
yep.
Treece, I was about to.
You remember what happened the last time we met?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No help needed.
Was we at the same stadium?
Y'all beat us? That game was so long ago, bruh. I'm talking about recently when we was beating y'all up, sir.
Hey, my
short-term
memory is gone.
I was just looking at some recaps of it when Kyle Husek ran through your man 39. I mean, slammed him down on the ground like a rag doll.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I do remember you getting embarrassed in Pittsburgh. I remember that.
Oh
yeah, that was about 20 years ago.
Well, the Steelers got a chance because I'm playing at their house this weekend.
Yeah, we got a chance. They got a chance. They do.
Okay.
I think it's Seattle Seahawks here in the West. Yeah,
Gino.
Bro.
Talk about the Seattle. We've been beat them up so many times. It's ridiculous.
This is different years.
But it's the same people. Different years, same people. You better worry about your commanders, boo. That's what you better worry about. You better worry about your commanders. Because
You didn't say nothing when I said Cardinals in Washington.
Exactly.
But now you got all this praise for Seahawks over the Rams.
Can I say something about the commanders then? Because,
be
y'all was talking about – Because y'all was talking about everybody in the NFL. One, I just read that Jameson Crowder is going to be trying out for the Commanders. That could
be you got some good
stuff. And you know, that's good for special teams. We need special teams. We need somebody that's going to, give us some touchdowns, some returns.
Looks like you backpedaling to me. Looks like you backpedaling to me, bro.
I'm not backpedaling.
Is Crowder, I mean, we had that in Kashmir Allen. We had that.
Hey, 30 years old.
Yeah, Crowder is an old dude, man. Pretty sure you look at his head, he got some gray somewhere. You know what I mean?
A whole bunch of
But, I mean, that's good. That's good update news, 007, but I ain't really looking for Crowder to do too much with us.
Can I talk about the secondary then? The secondary, Emmanuel Ford getting a D-Roy. That's my prediction.
You say hemorrhoid.
D-Roy. Defense rookie of the year.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is a D-Roy? It sounded like you did say hemorrhoids at first.
I thought he said hemorrhoids.
No, it's
D-Roy. Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. The last 1 o'clock game will be the Titans and the Saints. I got the Titans in that one. Seriously.
I got the Saints.
First 4:30 game is the Raiders and the Broncos.
Ooh.
What say y'all?
That's going to be tough.
I got Raiders.
Depends on how Sean Payton come out there. If he got them boys ready, man. If he got them boys ready.
We're going to skip down to the last two games, okay? No, I'm not going to do that to them. The Eagles are playing the Patriots. The Rams are playing the Seahawks. The Dolphins are playing the Chargers. Green Bay will be playing the Bears. And then 8:20 p.m., the Cowboys and the Giants.
Yeah.
Ooh. I wish that I could pick nobody.
And
I wish that I could pick no. Yes. And it's a division game. So whoever wins it will lead our division.
Yeah. Early.
For the last three, four years, we've been punishing them, so hopefully we pay them for the last 3 to 4 years. They've been our first game, and we've been punishing them, so I hope it keep on going that way.
Keep the tradition going.
I have a question.
Keep on going, keep the tradition going, Hunting.
Yes, ma'am. Let it keep moving.
I have
a question. 007. Go ahead.
Is this Danny Dimes' year?
No.
Say that again.
Is he gonna finally beat the Cowboys? I mean, people wait.
Oh, you said Daniel. I know what you say.
Yeah, Danny Dimes.
Oh, Danny Nickel.
Yeah.
I got you.
This is the Cowboys year.
Danny 2.5.
This is the Cowboys year. Dak going to be MVP of the Super Bowl, and it's going to be said and done. That's what I'm giving you, Tang.
All right, 57. I take that. Coming from a Pittsburgh fan, I'm going to definitely take that. We're going to tie it up.
Yep.
As long as they lose two games this season, I'm good. That's what we come up against.
That ain't going to happen.
Bills and the Jets.
That's going to be a good game.
Monday night.
Because Salah got them boys straight. Charlotte got them boys looking like a well-oiled machine over there.
They haven't even played nobody. This will be a target on their back because that young boy, they on the defense, boy, he's talking big trash. He said they're going to be the defense like the 85 Bears.
On the young Jets. He said,
the Jets. That's what he said. They're going to have a mean target on their back, especially playing in that division with Buffalo coming out.
Yeah.
See, Buffalo, Dolphins, Patriots, and the Jets. The Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Jets. So it ain't too hard.
Y'all know what? Let me ask one question. And tell me if I'm the only one thinking this. Which island going to show up with the Bills?
Well, the island that always play regular season does good. It's just the island in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to get that good island, that great one.
That
the playoffs is when he don't do good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be that same island we see every year. It's just the playoffs. We got to wonder about what island we're going to see. Because he plays great through the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But that playoff against Kansas City, that wasn't his fault. That kicker shouldn't even kick that ball at the 40, you know, for them to get the ball at the 40-yard line. Because he did through that touchdown pass. You know, that kicker would have kicked in the end zone. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, he would have went to the next round. No, I can't put that on him on that one.
But it's been on him all the last few times. It's been on him all the last two times.
Yeah.
You don't want to give him that one. You got to give him the rest of them.
Guys, I hate to go back, but I got to say this before we go off. Me, Mark chimed in on the Deion Sanders. She said, when the opportunity knocks at the door, take it. Don't always come like that for us. We have to step up and take that opportunity and roll with it. And I agree with her wholeheartedly. Treat, yes, Darius is still here.
Well, he need to come on with the last word. Come on, Darius, with the last word. I'm sorry we got to do it right now, guys. This conversation was amazing. And on fire. Come on, Darius, with the last word.
Hold on one second. Y'all be ready for the pick.
Yeah, hear me good, Darius.
You here.
My last word is I like every team in the NFL except for the Commanders. I repeat, I like every team in the NFL right now except for the Commanders. Those are my last words.
I don't know why I did it to myself.
So get 31 of the tattoos, bro. Do that for me. Get 31 of the tattoos there. Come on, Lady T.
Facts. Hey, guys, listen. Don't forget, y'all, Lady T's pick. So we already went through all the teams, that's who playing who and with all that. Lady T's picks is on Thursday. Don't forget, Lady T's picks is on Thursdays. The normal fee, $5, okay? The normal fee is $5, you guys. So don't forget. And keep our people in prayer. Stay off your phone, people, while you're driving, please.
Yeah.
Okay? That was a public announcement. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Listen, it's going to be amazing. We're going to have fun. You guys, be safe. And we'll be right back here on Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. Kale, what you got?
Hey, listen, if you love them, they should already know. Big Kenny, RIP, bro. We missing you, man. We missing you, bro. But we're going to take Lex's More event to the level that you wanted to take. All right, guys, don't forget Thursday to pick. Lady T will post her Cash App for those of you who don't have it, and we'll get up with y'all Thursday, 5 p.m., Lord willing. Y'all stay safe, man.
Peace, love, and soul, guys.
Yeah. Now what y'all want me to do?
Keep your shit the harder.
It's about to go down.
Woo. This ready to start this
war, that's for sure.
They can come and get it.
We ride or die.
Why?
Cause I need to win.
Now what y'all want me to do?
Keep your shit the harder.
It's about to go down.
This ready to start this
war, that's for sure.
They can come and get
it.
We ride or die.
Why?
Cause I need to win.
I want monopoly money, but I ain't even halfway there. Do it dirt and sure. Got to take the back way there. What it is the biz and it's dirty. You'll get rich, but life expectancy is about 30. Face the business is the hallway. Jumping up for 4 days. On parole with one battles, send me back to Broadway. If I get caught across Jersey, say 9. Figure this, 9-8, and I've been running from 8-9. For that fight, 9 years in length with time. You speak in crime, then you know. 9 years you owe it, not 9 years you gon' go. No probation or parole, more time. Doing nothing, day room to the yard. Writing rhymes in front. Carry crazy because I'm built like that. Cause they get killed like that. If you ain't in it with me, then you in my way. But evil or you won't respect mine. Need to check nine and leave it for me. The realest you gon' feel it when you face your death. Sorry I didn't know, don't even waste your breath. Cap it please now, see why you flippin'. Know the only thing I'm really scared of is slippin'. Letting
come on,
catch you when I got my guard down. So I keep them up, not nothing when I open. I can freak it, but there's gonna be a time when I close them both. Let poison and I'ma get hit with an overdose. A blood play, for good play your drama, sadness to another mama. I'ma be the one that put you up a shock. Time of these are troublesome times, in the crowd prevail. In the dark side, keep it up, stash in jail. By the boom, by the beat, some of this and some of that. I got the boogie for a minute, but you know I'm coming back.
Now what y'all want me to do?
Keep your shit the harder.
It's about to go down.
It's ready to start this
war, that's for sure.
They can come and get it.
We ride or die.
Laying up like this, lips on shut, eye closed. Walk past the casket, damn shorty, nice pose. You was ballin', till your ass got balls out. Buy some disrespectful ass, that go all out. I bet you thought it was real funny until it had to get funny. Me walking off, leaving you with all this buddy. What he gonna do when it's all over for real? And the last thing you seein' is that still. The blast of life, that's what he seein' if you blast him right. Hit him in his face, and hear that close past the tight. Get the sight, it ain't nothing but ending it to win. Never hear again a